This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
And welcome to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio 103.1 FM AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. We'll also be on Max TV tonight. Watch and listen to tonight's basketball game via McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org. It's the Lady Max and the Thunder, McDonald v. Osseo Fairchild, the teams in first and fourth place, respectively, in the Western Kluver Belt Conference. McDonald sports a 14-1 record, 5-0 in first place in the WCC. Osseo Fairchild 7-7 on the year, 4-3 and in fourth place in conference. The big story, of course, coming into this game is McDonald did have their 21-game winning streak, I believe the longest in the state in girls basketball, snapped on Tuesday night as they went to a school of about 2,000 enrollment. Of course, McDonald's right around 200, but they are not afraid to challenge themselves and went to Hudson and lost by a point, 59-58 on Tuesday evening. Chances at the end to win that game. LMA Cooper had a chance for a reverse that didn't go down, and then at the buzzer, Emily Cooper's three-pointer that would have won the game for McDonald popped in and out and did not go back in. And so McDonald suffered their first setback of the season. How they'll take the floor after dropping their first game in 15 tries will be very intriguing to see. This is a team that they took care of business against earlier in the season, 74-38 on December 8th at Osseo Fairchild, and we'll see how McDonald again reacts. Knowing this group, I'm guessing we will see quite the fireworks show here tonight. We're going to step out for 90 seconds and talk with both head coaches, starting with first-year head coach Gary Colby of the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. It's McDonald Lady Max Basketball back in a minute and a half here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball here on WOGO Radio and Max TV, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Conference basketball in the Western Clover Belt between the Osseo Fairchild Thunder, the visitors here tonight, and your McDonald Central Lady Max here with head coach Gary Colby of the Thunder. And coach, this is a team that got you earlier on in the season. You've been kind of up and down this year, too, winning a couple games in a row, losing a couple in a row. What are you looking for as far as consistency from this group that you have?
I'm just looking for a solid game. If we can come out and not turn the ball over, protect the ball as we should, hopefully we can give them a run.
What did you see in the first time? Obviously, Emily Cooper is dangerous. I believe she had six threes in that first game, too. But there's a lot of players that can get out and move, and McDonald's very deep.
This whole team is dangerous. I mean, anyone can score. So I don't think there's any individual that you can just lay off of. They absolutely have a few power horses, but it's a great team.
Coach, when we're getting into the second half of the gauntlet that is this Western Clover Belt Conference, it seems like there's quality teams you play all the time, but where have you seen progression from your team from the first run through the conference and now the second time through?
Well, I think we're attempting to get a little more consistent. We're improving our shooting a little bit in the past. Hopefully that can continue. Our ball control is a little bit better. Our goal is to just get better each and every game, and so far we have been able to do that.
Well, Coach, there have been some great battles between the Thunder and the Macs in the last few years, and we're hoping for another one tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
That's Head Coach Gary Colby back with Coach Cooper after this. It's Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Welcome back to Lady Macs Basketball here on WOGO Radio and Macs TV. Here with head coach Don Cooper of McDonald as they face off against the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. And coach, first off, you just played on Tuesday night back in the saddle here, and you went and played a school 10 times your size because, again, you want to test this group in every way possible, and you came up a little bit short. So, again, there was a winning streak that ended. How did your team take it? What did you learn from that game, and how did you see the team respond? What do you expect from them on the floor tonight?
Well, again, I think that we played exceptional basketball, and again, it was a different environment, a large school, a billion-dollar school that they go into. You know, they were in awe in the first half. Beside that awe, we had a halftime lead. And then, you know, the second half, the Division One coach made great adjustments. And, you know, and again, we struggled at basically their trap and their zone. So, but I thought defensively we had, you know, our chances. Offensively, I thought we had more opportunities to still pull out the game. But I thought it was just a great learning experience that we got out of it.
And how do you expect to see the team respond here on the floor playing a conference opponent here? Again, that was a long winning streak, one of the longest in the state at 21 games, so it'd be easy to hang your heads. But just with this group, I don't see that happening.
Well, again, I'm hoping that it doesn't because Osseo's well-coached, and, again, we can't look down on a conference opponent. We have to come ready to play.
What are you looking forward to in the second half of this run through the conference? Obviously, there's a lot of goals to be accomplished this season. The first one is a repeat as conference champion, but you got to take care of business each night.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to take care of business each night. That's one of our objectives. You know, a regional title, a sectional title, going back to the rec center. These are things, these are our objectives and our goals. But it's one game at a time. It's how we play. It's aggressiveness. And again, our focus and our attention is on Osseo.
Coach, we're looking forward to it, and we'll talk to you after the game. Hopefully we're talking about a max win.
All right. Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Head coach John Cooper here. It's pregame on WOGO Sports and Max TV. McDonald and the Thunder.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's just about time for basketball. Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney. And before the Lady Macs square off with the Thunder of Osseo Fairchild, it's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What's a key or two tonight for the Lady Macs?
Well, again, I think everybody's talking about it. The loss against Hudson the other night by 1 point with plenty of opportunities, but it was a great game. Don't hang your heads. Let's see how well they come out and just tear this place up tonight and kind of feed off of that 1 point loss against Hudson, and I think these girls will do it.
That's your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls, back in 3 minutes on WOGO for tip-off.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Easton Bob for 3. Got it, baby. And the car's up 7.
Carson Galvez, he's got the hot hand for another 3. Yes! Carson Galvez, his 5th triple. He has 23.
Here's Jackson Hoy.
He comes out. Jackson Hoy with a backhand bullet.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wurzgala.com. Wurzgala Company.
It's time for basketball here in Chippewa Falls. A chilly night, but thankfully not a snow-filled one, as the last Lady Max game we were supposed to have was snowed out last Friday night, but they are raring to play here. It's Osseo Fairchild being introduced first. Junior Haley Knutson, one junior, four seniors in the starting lineup. She's a guard, averaging 12 points per game from wisports.net through four games. Addie Coxland, a senior center, 8 points per game. Chloe Gunderson, a senior guard, number 13, 12 points per game. Hannah Giacomino, another senior, a guard, number 21, 7.5 points per game. And the coach's daughter, Hallie Colby, a guard-forward combo, a senior, number 33, 5.5 points per game for first-year head coach Gary Colby of the Osseo Fairchild. On the other side, for your McDonald Central Lady Max, they'll start Callie Goulet, the 5'11 senior forward, number 11, the defensive specialist, also 20 offensive rebounds, 4.3 points per game. Then Ella Mae Cooper, 5'6 freshman point guard, number 21, second leading scorer at 14 points per game, leads the team in free throw attempts. Aubrey Dorn, 6 foot senior center, number 23, one of the two captains, 11.6 points per game, 10.6 rebounds, and 4.4 assists. Emily Cooper, 5'8 senior point guard, number 22, 18.9 points per game, 5.8 rebounds, leads the team at 7.4 assists per game. She has hit 53 pointers, 47%. That is second in the state, I do believe, in Division IV. Don Cooper, head coach in his 10th year at the helm of this Lady Max program, record of 167 victories versus 74 defeats. Osseo Fairchild sporting jet black uniforms, tops and bottoms. The shorts split with a white slash and burnt orange on the bottom. Burnt orange numerals, white piping. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, solid blue numerals and lettering. And McDonald wins the tap and will move left to right as we begin with Izzy Hartman high on the left. Up to Emily Cooper. Early on in this one, Western Clover Belt Conference teams number one and number four in the standings. High pass into the paint from Emily Cooper. It's a turnover as it goes beyond Aubrey Dorn's reach and come the other way. Knutson lost it down low. And the teams trade turnovers as we begin. Ken McDonald fell at Hudson. Emily Cooper led the way with 14 points, hit 4 3-pointers. McDonald shot just 28% from the field. Other than that, a very strong game against Hudson. Only 7 turnovers in that game. 21 steals. Jumper for Cooper. Pops in and out from the left wing. Push ahead for Osseo Fairchild. Thinking about a three is Gunderson. A steal by Hartman. Hartman on the way down the far side of the lane. Pulls it back to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Ella Mae Cooper on the left wing. Up top to Emily Cooper, almost a minute gone by, no score early on in this conference contest. Running into a double team down low and drawing the game's first foul, Izzy Hartman. Hartman has really increased her scoring, 9 points against Hudson on Tuesday night, 7 of 12 from the foul line, 1 of 9 from the field. And Izzy going right back to the foul line here to begin this game. First free throw, rattles in and out. 16:58 to go.
Osseo was playing a 2-3 zone against McDonald. Going to make him shoot from the outside.
Second attempt for Hartman is perfect. 1-0. McDonald leads, 16:58 to go. Very early going on in this one. McDonald was in backcourt pressure. Ella Mae Cooper against fellow number 21, Hannah Giacomino. Giacomino throws near midcourt. That's Gunderson. Gunderson gets by Goulet for a moment. Flip over to the left side. Allie Colby, and they'll leave it back up top for Giacomino. Giacomino, the senior, against the freshman Ella Mae Cooper. Colby left wing. Out to Giacomino, beyond the arc left wing, working off his screen. Gives it back to Colby. Coach's daughter goes down the right side of the lane, over the top of Aubrey Dorn. Too strong. Offensive rebound put back up and in, and Osseo leads 2-1. That was number five, Addie Coxland, the senior. McDonald with a miss, and Coxland pulls down the rebound. She's got good size, younger sister of Garrett Coxland, who, of course, was a phenomenal player for Coach Popple on the boys' side of the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. 2 minutes gone by, 2-1, Osseo Fairchild with the early lead. McDonald won 74-38 at Osseo back in December.
Drop into the post. Aubrey Dorn knocks it away. And actually, last touch by Coxlin. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. McDonald looking for their first field goal. LMA Cooper falling away with a jumper from just outside the left elbow. No, long rebound tracked down in the corner by Emily Cooper. Otherwise, Izzy Hartman would have gotten it. Driving right to the hoop and scoring Emily Cooper. There's the first field goal for McDonald as one of the two senior captains takes it to the hole, makes it 3-2. We didn't mention that foul earlier on Hallie Colby.
Turnover.
A turnover in the backcourt. Giacomino throws it into her own bench. Quick substitution for McDonald. LMA Cooper out. And Jensen in. Kylie Jensen, 5'6", senior guard, number 34. 14 offensive rebounds on the season. 3 points, 3 rebounds per game. Up top, Jensen leaves it right side. Emily Cooper to Hartman. Hartman along the right baseline. Dribbles back out beyond the arc. Long skip pass over to Jensen. Emily Cooper right wing. Cooper, runner from the elbow, pops in and out. Rebound pulled down and stolen by Izzy Hartman. Coxlin had her pocket picked. Hartman goes in with a runner. No. Rebound loose along the baseline. Last touch by McDonald. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. LMA Cooper coming in for Izzy Hartman. 14:49 to play in the first half. McDonald leading 3-2. Two at the blocks, two at the elbows on this inbounds from Jensen. She shoots a bounce into Aubrey Dorn, who lost the handle, but Jensen scrabbles for it, gets it back, kicks out for a deep, deep three. Front rim no for Emily Cooper. Offensive rebound. Dorn goes up strong. No, but a foul. And Dorn will go to the line shooting two. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates. As Dorn misses the first free throw, competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs, that's Quality Propane. Call 723-9490, stop by their office in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Dorn's second attempt finds the mark. Shooting 57% from the foul line, Dorn makes it 4-2, McDonald. 14:39 to go. Emily Cooper knocks it away in the backcourt. Took it away from Knutson. Back out to younger sister LMA. LMA Cooper down to Goulet. Kick out Kylie Jensen. Jensen steps into a three right corner. No offensive rebound. Put back no for Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper out with the offensive rebound to Jensen straight on between the wheels. Emily Cooper left wing. Finds Dorn at the left elbow. Dorn turns, wheels. Looking for the kick out to LMA Cooper outside the arc. Right wing. Finds elder sister Emily in the left corner. Slides a bounce pass down to Aubrey Dorn. Oh. Dorn tried to find Callie Goulet, and instead stepping right into the path there was Coxlin.
She thought she was going to stay there. It would have been a great pass.
Coxlin with the steal. No. Long rebound out to Goulet. She shovels it to LMA Cooper. Cooper down the lane, going in hard, draws some contact.
Offensive foul.
Call an offensive foul on LMA Cooper.
Maybe, and I think the only thing that caught her on that was she lowered her shoulder.
Again, we see that a lot from LMA, not lowering the shoulder, but the shoulder dip as she blows by someone, and maybe just wrong place, wrong time. As Katie Ruff comes in the game for Aubrey Dorn. Ruff, number 15, the 5'10 senior center. Of course, a standout pitcher on that team that went to state in softball. 4-2, McDonald pass caroms off the shoe of Emily Cooper and out of bounds. Substitution coming in here for Osseo Fairchild. Addie Coxlin will step out. And into the game, Marissa Pettis, a junior center. Inbounds up top to Hallie Colby, and LMA Cooper takes it away. Cooper ahead of everybody, down the lane, layup good. McDonald's second leading scorer gets on the board. It's 6-2, the Lady Macs. A little bit of a slow start offensively for both of these teams as they find their footing. Both played on Tuesday night. A 52-40 win on the road at Black River Falls for the Osseo Fairchild Thunder, head coach Gary Colby. Giacomino beyond the arc left wing, tosses it up top. Working off a Giacomino screen is Chloe Gunderson. Out of Giacomino for three, that one off the glass, knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Thunder. Ball back to McDonald, and a quick sub here. And Siegenthaler, 5'6",
freshman forward, wears number zero, averaging just under 6 points per game, has 13 offensive rebounds, has scored 14 in a game, shooting 65% from the field. She has been thoroughly earning more and more playing time. She will check into this game. Siegenthaler, right wing, and called for a travel. She just drugged the pivot foot a bit.
She's trying to get that loop around bounce pass into the underneath and couldn't find enough room.
And he had a big three in that game against Hudson. Had 7 points, 3 of 4 from the field, and 2 steals. Again, if you watched the JV game earlier, which McDonald won in convincing fashion, this freshman class in particular is really, really something.
Very, very athletic, very talented.
Izzy Hartman comes back in. So Katie Ruff, LMA Cooper, Kylie Jensen, Ann Siegenthaler, and Izzy Hartman, the five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. His team leads 6-2 early going, 12:35 to go. Siegenthaler drops it down to Hartman, and Hartman had her pocket pick coming from behind to knock away Marissa Pettis. Asiya Fairchild, the lead feed ahead to Gunderson. Gunderson tries to save it back inbounds, and a lot of hands touch that ball, and that's touched by McDonald. Aubrey Dorn's going to come in for Katie Ruff to add a little.
Yeah, see if we can't pick this tempo up a little bit.
Two at the blocks, two in the corners for Asiya Fairchild as they will trigger in the inbound. Throw to Colby. Colby for three in the right corner, knocked out of bounds off the miss to McDonald. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give H&R Electric a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Kylie Jensen up top to LMA Cooper, knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald. Good quick hands there by Haley Knutson. Aubrey Dorn will inbound. Emily Cooper back in as Kylie Jensen takes a seat with 12:10 to play. McDonald averages almost 72 points per game. They've scored just 6 in the first 6 minutes of this one.
Yeah, the shooting's not quite there yet.
And Siegenthaler to LMA Cooper. Cooper behind a couple defenders. Loops it back out to Ann. Siegenthaler shoots it down along the baseline. Too tall, hits the wall. Looking for LMA Cooper.
Again, we just got to slow down a little bit and relax and take care of the ball and get a good shot off.
Maddie Geisler will come in for LMA Cooper. Geisler, number 5, the 5'6" senior guard. She's hit 14 three-pointers, 26% from beyond the arc. I think I saw her older sister, Anna, right in front of us. Of course, a standout on that McDonald team that went to state for the first time a few years ago. 11:38 to play. Siegenthaler steps in front of the pass, knocks it out of bounds. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. On the inbounds up top to Tamika Eisberner. Working in the corner, coming from behind, Maddie Geisler knocks a pass away from the post. Push ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the right side of the lane and scores. That was a turn of speed from the freshman. 8-2 McDonald.
Need to pick it up a little bit. Oh,
steal at midcourt by Emily Cooper, but that will be the second foul on McDonald. It is parents' night as well. Yeah, McDonald players bringing roses to their parents. Gesture of thanks for all those many meals, rides to practice, basketball hoops, basketball shoes, and on and on. Thank you, parents, for investing in these young athletes. 11:03 to play. McDonald leads 8-2. Good trap in the corner, and Aubrey Dorn and Emily Cooper collaborate. Cooper with the steal. Izzy Hartman, Euros down the lane, off the glass. Count it, and a foul. Hoop and harm for Hartman.
Nice move. That was not an easy basket.
Izzy Hartman, Euro steps between two defenders and will go to the line looking for three the old-fashioned way as McDonald's hit double digits. They lead 10-2 with 10:55 to play. Hartman 1-for-2 from the foul line tonight. Second free throw is perfect. First free throw. And this trip, she has 4 points. That's a game high. And it's 11-2 McDonald. Siegenthaler pressure in the backcourt. Breaking that pressure, but a tipped pass, and Maddie Geisler pulls it down in the lane. Emily Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn drops it down to Siegenthaler. Oh. Siegenthaler up high off the window and scores, and a foul.
Great unselfish play there by Aubrey, who could have taken that basket just as well, but dished it off to Ann.
And the way the seniors and the freshmen have just incorporated their styles has really been impressive to watch here in the 16th game of the season. A lot of these seniors, yeah, very talented, would start for a lot of teams, but have given up some minutes to each other, given up minutes to this freshman class as the free throw. A little bit short, Aubrey Dorn, offensive rebound. Dorn in a crowd, kicks it out to Emily Cooper. Cooper up top to Maddie Geisler. Geisler lines up a three, right wing, back rimmed it. No offensive rebound, and Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler to Dorn. Dorn going in hard, and she's hit as she goes up and misses, but a foul. And that will send Aubrey Dorn to the line, shooting two. Fifth team foul already on Osseo Fairchild.
That was the second one on Kittleson.
So Dorn will shoot a pair here with 10:28 to play.
Put that on Pettis.
First free throw for Dorn is good. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-2025 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. Full time out. We're back in 60 seconds.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Back to Lady Max basketball here on WOGO Sports. Out of the timeout, Aubrey Dorn, her second free throw is good. Gave her time to think about it, and no problem. 3 of 4 from the line tonight. Aubrey Dorn, it's 15-2 McDonald. Now an errant pass stolen at the logo by Emily Cooper. Cooper down the lane, dumps it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn at the left block, out to Cooper. Cooper straight on for three, back rim no. Rebound knocked out of bounds. I think it was touched by Osseo. Yep. Yes, the official saw it the same way. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. As McDonald will inbound here. Inbound to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes up, misses, grabs her own rebound for a moment. Saved along the baseline by Osseo Fairchild as it got through the hands of Aubrey. Good work there, tiptoeing along the baseline by the Thunder. On the right side, a steal. Callie Goulet picks the pocket to Jensen.
She lost the handle on the ball and then took too many steps trying to regrip.
Again, Service Master, your local restoration experts, fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Also, carpet and air duct cleaning available. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. 15-2 McDonald. Just under 10 minutes to go. First half here on WOGO Sports Radio and Max TV. Baseline jumper pops in and out. Aubrey Dorn powers down another rebound. Dorn steams across the timeline, far side of the floor, drops it down to LMA Cooper. Along the baseline, dumps it to Callie Goulet. Goulet bumped on the way up, no whistle. And Addie Coxton with the rebound. Allie Knutson high on the right, drops down to Coxton. Coxton running the lane well, misses one point blank. Dorn pulls down the rebound, and she is fouled by Chloe Gunderson. That was the last one to give in the first half for the Thunder. Bonus the rest of the way for McDonald.
Aubrey's just working her tail off down there underneath the board. She's taking a lot of hits, and it's quite physical underneath there, but she's doing a great job on both ends. She's just around that ball coming off of rebounds.
And McDonald, 12.3 offensive rebounds per game. Very impressive, and Aubrey Dorn in the mix on both sides, as you mentioned, clearing the glass. Emily Cooper takes the shot from the left corner. Cooper maintaining the right hand to dribble high on the left. As we approach the halfway point of the first half, McDonald leading by 13, 15-2. Cooper drops at the high post.
Aubrey Dorn turns, wheels back out to LMA Cooper. Cooper in the lane, shovels it out to Dorn. Dorn wheels between a couple defenders, goes up. Her shot is blocked on the way up. Got the ball back. Right block extended, kick out LMA Cooper. Open look at a three left wing, popped in and out. Offensive rebound, Kylie Jensen. Jensen up top to LMA Cooper. To Emily Cooper. Out to LMA on the left wing. LMA to Kylie Jensen, right wing, drops down to the post. That's Aubrey Dorn backing in hard. Muscles one up and scores. Rewarding the big.
Yes.
Aubrey Dorn, that's her first field goal. She has 5 points, a game high. 17-2. Pass knocked away in the lane. Good fallback there by Emily Cooper. Filling the lane, knocks the pass out of bounds. Prevent an easy two. Claire Ruff comes into the game for the first time tonight. Claire, a freshman, 5'8", guard, number 24. Claire averages 4.5 points per game. Inbounds kick back to the corner. That's Gunderson. Giacomino up top. Colby. Colby's runner from 8 feet is good. Second basket of the game for the Thunder. They trail 17-4 to your McDonald Lady Max. You're on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Pass shot down through the lane. Knocked out of bounds by Knutson. Dorn's intended target there was Callie Goulet. Now Claire Ruff will inbound. The freshman holding, waiting, looking, and will outlet up top. LMA Cooper. Cooper shoots it over to Claire Ruff on the left wing. Drops down to the corner. Aubrey Dorn back out to Ruff. Standing high on the left side. LMA Cooper right wing. Cooper crosses over on her defender, working off a screen. Nifty nice. Move to the bucket, off the window and in.
That was a very nice move and a nice, again, nice screen there by Aubrey.
LMA has 4 points, 19-4. McDonald with the lead. A whistle on Kylie Jensen, I believe.
Yep.
Going down the left side of the lane, Haley Knutson. And the junior, lone junior in this starting lineup for Coach Gary Colby, will go to the line shooting a pair. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. First free throw good. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Knutson hits both, 19-6. McDonald's still up 13, 7.5 to go here in the first half.
Katie Ruff come in and give Aubrey a little break.
So both Cooper sisters, Claire Ruff, Katie Ruff, and Callie Goulet. So we've got a couple pairs of sisters on the floor right now. LMA Cooper, good head fake in the lane. Flips it over to Claire Ruff. Left corner pocket three. That comes up short. McDonald still looking for their first three-point hit tonight. Held ball down low as the Max again scrambling for that offensive rebound. But possession arrow to the Thunder. 7:08 left, 19-6 McDonald. Claire Ruff with some backcourt pressure. Getting across the timeline, Knutson, but she lost the handle and lost the ball right in front of the McDonald bench and out of bounds.
Good defensive pressure there by Claire.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. Claire Ruff left corner. Ruff up top. LMA Cooper. Hesitation at the left elbow. Shoots it to Callie Goulet, right side. Flip back to LMA, high on the left. LMA Cooper crosses over outside the arc to Claire Ruff in the left corner. Ruff back to LMA Cooper, high on the left, working a left-handed dribble, crosses over, goes behind her back, straight on between the wheels, finds older sister Emily in the same spot. Back to LMA. LMA Cooper, left-handed dribble drive, kick out, wide open look at a three. Emily Cooper, back rim, no.
I haven't made one yet. Oh, there's
Claire Ruff
a steal.
Steps in front of a pass, a steal. She has it at the right corner. Shoots it along the baseline to LMA Cooper. LMA up with the left hand, pops in and out. Fighting for the offensive rebound. No, Knutson snares it. And Knutson hands it off. And with 6:05 to play, back across the timeline, the Thunder trailing 19-6. High post to Coxlin. Coxlin, foul line jumper off the glass. No. Pulling down the rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper keeping the head up. Going across the logo. Shoots a beautiful bounce pass down low, up and in from low on the right. Callie Goulet.
Beautiful pass.
21-6. McDonald with the lead. 5:40 to play. High on the right side, Giacomino drops down to the high post. Going up is Coxlin. She's fouled by Katie Ruff.
And Coxlin will go to the line shooting a couple here. Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wersgala.com. That's wersgala.com. First free throw is too strong. And at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. Second free throw attempt here for the senior, Addie Coxlin. Her second free throw rattles home. She has 3 points. The lead is 14 for McDonald, 21-7. LMA Cooper up top. High on the left, maintaining the bounce. 5:26 to go. Finds Emily Cooper. To LMA right of the circle. High post feed Aubrey Dorn. Dorn is doubled, wheeling in the lane. Out to Izzy Hartman. Donald has four of their original starting five on the floor now, along with Ann Siegenthaler. Right side, LMA Cooper looking for the first three of the night for McDonald. That one well off the mark. Rebound, but a travel as falling to the ground is Hallie Colby, and McDonald will inbound underneath the hoop. Coxlin will check out. And checking in, I'm trying to get the number there. I think it's Pettis, but we'll check in a moment. Inbounds to Dorn. Dorn up and in for two, powers it up. Nice inbound action for McDonald. Gunderson down the left side of the lane. Gunderson's wraparound bounce pass stolen along the baseline, taken back by Osseo Fairchild, and a whistle and a foul. As Emily Cooper had it for a moment.
Yes.
Taken away by Pettis.
A lot of bodies underneath there.
That was Pettis who came in. So Pettis will be at the line shooting two. Her team trailing 23-7 with 4:49 to play. First free throw for Pettis is too strong. Well, hey, mark your calendars. February 10th, Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Live jazz and live big band music, games, a live auction, New Orleans-themed small plate buffet, and that cash raffle. Lots of prizes with a grand prize of $1,500 as the second free throw is good for Pettis. That's her first points. Then stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets. Event tickets available at the school or online, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. It's Max Midwinter Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald. A turnover by the Max. Now near midcourt, Osseo Fairchild having trouble with it. They finally shovel it out of there. Down the lane, wild shot, no. Rebound pulled down by Dorn after it goes through a couple pairs of hands. And McDonald will push. Maddie Geisler came back into this game, 4:19 to play. Aubrey Dorn has it up top. Dorn back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper passes up the three, working between the wheels, behind her back.
There she got that.
Foul line runner, the teardrop for Emily Cooper from 14 feet. Now Cooper steps in front of a pass with a steal. Cooper down the lane, looking for a call, doesn't get it. Knocked out of bounds, loose in the corner, staying with McDonald as it trickles past the baseline and almost hits Justice Cleveland down there. 3:59 to go, 25-8, the Lady Max with the lead. Maddie Geisler will inbound Izzy Hartman, Ann Siegenthaler, Aubrey Dorn, and Emily Cooper on the floor right now for head coach Don Cooper and the Lady Max. Inbounds to Dorn, scoops it back out, right corner pocket three, no for Geisler. It's a good look. Siegenthaler working hard, grabs the loose ball, and in the corner, stepping on the baseline, or a foul. As we are waiting for an indication here from the officials, Izzy Hartman got tangled up a little bit down there.
She was, they're saying that Osseo was on the line. Oh, no.
I think they're saying Izzy was on the line.
Yeah.
So out of bounds
to Osseo.
To the Thunder. We'll get it figured out here. 3:56 to play. McDonald coming out in some full court pressure here. Knutson gets it safely across the timeline. Skip down in front of the McDonald bench to Colby. Colby back out to Knutson. Giacomino. As well, Giacomino has on the right wing, puts it on the floor with the left hand. Emily Cooper almost pokes it away. The drop down along the baseline. That's Pettis, goes too strong. Siegenthaler pulls down the rebound, and she is fouled underneath the hoop. And that should send the freshman Ann Siegenthaler to the line for a 1-1 with 3:29 to play here in the first half. McDonald leading 25-8.
Well, it's time to call Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. Their number, 839-0707, 839-0707, or Rizgalla.com for Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating. And Siegenthaler's had a nice first half, 4 points. Now at the line. Free throw. Rattles out. Offensive rebound, Aubrey Dorn. Again, Dorn to Geisler. Geisler down the lane, drops it down low to Siegenthaler, and Siegenthaler will go right back to the line. Yes, she's fouled. Will. Team foul number 8 on Osseo Fairchild. 5 whistles against McDonald. That last one was the second on Knutson. This one will be the second on Pettis.
Again, Aubrey's just fighting down there for rebounds.
Siegenthaler 0 for 2 at the charity stripe so far. This free throw looks better, is good. 60% foul shooter, and Siegenthaler, she's 1 point away from her season average. It's just the first half. Second attempt for Ann. Looks good, is good. Perfect form there. 6 points for Siegenthaler, 27-8. McDonald with 3:23 to play. Ann takes the seat. Goulet back in. And McDonald with the trapping pressure off a shoe from Osseo Fairchild, but retrieved near their own foul line. Pass across the timeline. And Giacomino has it, taking her time between the wheels. Shoots it left side, wild three. That one pops in and almost goes back through. Emily Cooper battling for the loose ball on the rebound. Held ball possession should go to McDonald, and it will. Kylie Jensen in for Hartman with 3:01 to play. 27-8, McDonald. And getting the wheels rolling a little bit more slowly than we're used to in the
yes,
first half.
Are.
Second time you play a team. Was a little bit more difficult. Emily Cooper, great head fake. She'll pull up from 5 feet. No, just outside the right side of the lane. Offensive rebound, put back. No. For Callie Goulet, and a whistle and a foul underneath.
Are they going to?
They might get Aubrey Dorn for this. Well, no.
It's 22 or 32, I couldn't see.
I think
32.
They mean 32, yeah. So that's Pettis, and that's her third. As Dorn will go to the line, first free throw off the mark, and rebound pulled in by Osseo Fairchild. That was the 19th foul on the Thunder, though. Still just 5 against McDonald. Now Aubrey Dorn just rips it away at midcourt from Gunderson. Dorn doubled, and she is hit hard and fouled, going to the line, shooting 2 either way. Aubrey, again, has just been absolutely working here tonight. 2:30 to play, 27-8. Again, McDonald, if you're just joining us and see what happened Tuesday night, their 21-game winning streak snapped. They went on the road at Hudson, lost by a point, 59-58. First free throw is no good for Aubrey Dorn. But my goodness, the way Aubrey in particular is responding tonight. You don't have much worries about the way McDonald's going to take the floor each night the rest of this regular season. Second free throw is good for Aubrey Dorn.
I don't keep
track her 8 points
rebounds,
officially.
But I know Aubrey's got a ton of rebounds.
LMA Cooper back into the game, and she pokes away a pass to herself, down to Dorn. Dorn along the baseline, up and in for 2. About double-digit points in the first half for Aubrey Dorn. 30-8, McDonald. 2:12 to play. Maybe lost in the statement about McDonald starting a little bit slower offensively. Their defense has still been phenomenal. Three-pointer, no good for Hallie Colby. Rebound again to Dorn. Dorn pushes it ahead to Jensen. Jensen along the right baseline. Shovels it to Callie Goulet. Out to Maddie Geisler. Geisler, no hesitation for 3. Still comes up short as McDonald is looking for that first 3. And I think when the 3s start falling, then we'll see that scoreboard start to edge up a lot more rapidly.
They're doing a really, really good job on the rebounding on both ends of the court.
So the team that makes nearly 6 threes per game, but still looking for their first here on their home floor. It'll come. 1:44 to go, 30-8. McDonald up by 22 against Osseo Fairchild. McDonald first in the Western Clover Belt, unbeaten in conference play. The Thunder in fourth.
at the moment. Giacomino, long cross court skip to Colby. Colby pulls up, runner from 15 feet is good. Good looking shot there from the senior, the coach's daughter, Hallie Colby. She has 4 points. And Osseo Fairchild into double digits, still staying in this zone. 2-3 look. Emily Cooper out to LMA between the wheels. Right side feet, Kylie Jensen, the senior, back to LMA Cooper, the freshman up top. LMA Cooper between a couple defenders with some nifty dribbling, lost it for a moment and tried
then,
to
then lost
pass
it.
Through a sea of arms and got tipped and stolen. Left side is Gunderson. Gunderson up top to Giacomino. And Giacomino, the senior, left open and airballs a three as she probably wasn't
was
prepared
airball.
To shoot that one.
I think it was tipped. They're saying it was tipped. Nope, now they're saying
one official said and one disagreed, and so they'll conference and get it right. So out of bounds to McDonald with 48.4 seconds to play. Halftime coming up, stats, highlights, analysis, and Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. McDonald leads by 20. Claire Ruff back out there along with Ann Siegenthaler, Katie Ruff, Aubrey Dorn, and Emily Cooper. Emily Cooper left wing. Finds Ann Siegenthaler, gives it back to Cooper. With 28 seconds to play. Claire Ruff drops down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn finds Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler cutting the hoop a little too far underneath the hoop, but Jane on the spot there. Katie Ruff, a big grin on her face as she grabs that loose ball and goes right up and scores. Ruff, the senior, her 11th offensive rebound, 32-10. McDonald leads by 22. 8 seconds left. Trapped in the corner. Giacomino kicks out up top to Eisburner. Back to Giacomino trying to beat the buzzer with a three. It's good. 32-13. Nice shot there by Hannah Giacomino to end the half. And McDonald leads by 19 at the break. Well, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is accepting applications now for the 2024-2025 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. Halftime is next in 3.5 minutes. At the break, McDonald leads Osseo Fairchild 32-13. We're back in 3.5.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Halftime here at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. The Lady Macs lead the Thunder at the break 32-13. We'll get you your leading scores and highlights in a moment, but your thoughts on the first half again. We're curious how McDonald would take the floor after, again, just playing on Tuesday night, playing a big, tough, physical Hudson team and losing their first game in the last 22. They'd won 21 straight, and we kind of wondered how things would go to begin tonight.
Yes, and I think the girls are playing a really good game. I'm really impressed with Aubrey. I mean, I'm always impressed with Aubrey, but tonight she just seems to be all over the place underneath her, just collecting rebounds, like doing a really good job underneath there. But one thing that strikes, and you mentioned already, Caleb, in both columns on both teams, 1-3. And we've tossed up at least 8 or 9, and we haven't banked one yet. And Osseo's only banked one. So out of the whole half between the two teams, we have 1 3-point shot made.
Yeah, and again, I think we don't really see any leg or let down in terms of effort from McDonald, but again, maybe the legs are a little tired working that hard against that Hudson team on Tuesday night. But as far as effort, A for effort for sure, and putting up 32 points without hitting a three is still pretty impressive.
Exactly, and like you said, once they start falling, then they're just going to keep on falling. I believe they're good looks. But, yeah, I mean, there's some of them shots we watched here from our angle, and you can just see at the release that it's not going to go in. And so the girls just got to kind of get in that rhythm and get their bearings a little bit and get their shots to go here, and I think it's going to turn this game right around quickly.
Well, 7 players have scored for McDonald and 5 for the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. Osseo Fairchild led by Hallie Colby with 4-3 for Hannah Giacomino as she beat the buzzer with that 3 to end the first half. Addie Coxlin with 3-2 for Haley Knutson and 1 for Marissa Pettis. 7 players have scored for McDonald. As you mentioned, Aubrey Dorn working tonight. She has 10 in the first half, a game high, and Siegenthaler with 6. 4 apiece for Ella Mae Cooper and Izzy Hartman, along with Emily Cooper, and then 2 apiece for Katie Ruff and Callie Goulet. Our first half highlights, let's hear how it sounded on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming audio at wogo.com, also on Max TV tonight, your first half highlights. Game, Marissa Pettis, a junior center. Inbounds up top to Hallie Colby, and Ella Mae Cooper takes it away. Cooper ahead of everybody, down the lane, layup good. Braided.com on the inbounds up top to Tamika Eisburner. Working in the corner, coming from behind, Maddie Geisler knocks a pass away from the post. Push ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the right side of the lane and scores. That was a turn of speed from the freshman. McDonald leads 8-2. Good trap in the corner, and Aubrey Dorn and Emily Cooper collaborate. Cooper with the steal. Izzy Hartman euros down the lane, off the glass. Count it, and a foul. Hoop and harm for Hartman.
Right.
Pressure, but a tipped pass, and Maddie Geisler pulls it down in the lane.
Emily Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn drops it down to Siegenthaler. Oh. Siegenthaler up high off the window and scores, and a foul.
Great unselfish play there by Aubrey, who could have taken that basket just as well. But
to rebound, Kylie Jensen. Jensen up top to LMA Cooper. Excuse me, to Emily Cooper. Out to LMA on the left wing. LMA to Kylie Jensen, right wing. Drops down to the post. That's Aubrey Dorn backing in hard. Muscles one up and scores. Rewarding the big.
Yes.
Aubrey Dorn back out to Ruff. Standing high on the left side. LMA Cooper, right wing. Cooper crosses over on her defender, working off a screen. Nifty nice. Move to the bucket, off the window and in.
That was a very nice move and a nice, again, nice screen there by Aubrey.
High post to Coxlin. Coxlin, foul line jumper, off the glass, no. Pulling down the rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper keeping the head up, going across the logo. Shoots a beautiful bounce pass down low, up and in from low on the right, Callie Goulet. Drops down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn finds Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler cutting the hoop a little too far underneath the hoop, but Jane on the spot there. Katie Ruff, a big grin on her face as she grabs that loose ball and goes right up and scores. That's how the first half sounded as McDonald leads by 19 at the break. We are back in 30 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. And the second half coming up, it's the Lady Max and the Thunder here on WOGO Sports. Back in half a minute. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Easton Bob for three. Got it, baby. And the car's up seven.
Carson Galvez, he's got the hot hand for another three. Yes! Carson Galvez, his fifth triple. He has 23.
Here's Jackson Hoyt. And
he comes down. Jackson Hoyt with a backhand bullet.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to the half. It's time for our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs before the second half action begins. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And I'm going to start off with our new entry here is Noah Christofferson. Is a 2021 McDonald grad as an Army specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. And again, I got an email from his mother listening to us one night that she couldn't get up here and said, hey, you know, here's Noah's information. So that's always good to see. Good to hear people out there listening to us. And if you got somebody, please contact us. Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Jory Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Yokota Air Force Base. Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base. Sarah Passon-Bovey is with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Kristen Levesser Davis, she's listening to us. I know she is. She said she was going to be listening.
Hey, Kristen.
Over at in Minneapolis. She's over there working at the Air Force National Guard in Minneapolis. Carter Billen, working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Austin Tollefson is in the Marine Corps Reserves out of the Great Lakes, Illinois. Jordan Chartrand in the Army at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. John Hayton is in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble is a McDonald grad at Fort McCoy. Noah Stewart is a Chi-High grad stationed at Lackland. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is a Chi-High grad in the Air Force at Hill Air Force Base. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. And again, with this crazy world we're in, we sure do appreciate all of our military people. And please be safe and thank you.
Well, we are back to the second half here as Osseo Fairchild will start out with the basketball, trailing by 19 to your McDonald Lady Max, and a quick turnover as the Thunder, a double dribble from Hallie Colby. As you mentioned, that's the toughest call for an official to make.
Right in front of her bench and coaches, and everybody seemed to agree that that was the right call.
McDonald moving right to left here in the second half. LMA Cooper has it up top to older sister Emily Cooper. Izzy Hartman, Aubrey Dorn, and Callie Goulet, original starting five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper and the 14-1 McDonald Lady Max. Emily Cooper to break that seal on the three. Yes, she will. Left corner pocket drained it.
And that was a rainbow. That was arced up there.
It did not take long as McDonald, I'm not sure if they've been held without a three in a first half this season. But now lead 35-13. Nice run to the rim, a block by Aubrey Dorn. Offensive rebound put back is good, and I believe that was Coxlin.
Yes, it was.
Who took it out of the crowd there. She has 5 points. Emily Cooper up top to LMA Cooper right wing.
20-point lead for McDonald. 2 for 2 for Emily Cooper. Noah's rattles in and out on the right wing triple. And a rebound for Osseo Fairchild and a foul on McDonald.
Katie Goulet.
Kelly Goulet with her first foul, team's first. McDonald committed 5 in the first half. And they'll show some full court pressure here. Emily Cooper pursuing Knutson. Knutson across the timeline picks up the dribble. Drops it down to the left corner. Callie Goulet there against Gunderson. Back out to Knutson. They'll shoot it down to Coxlin. One-on-one against Dorn in the post. Goes too strong off the back bracket. Long rebound out to LMA Cooper. LMA outrunning everybody. Scoops it down to Callie Goulet up and in for two.
She waited a while to pass that off. She wanted the defense to come over.
She drew two defenders over like a magnet. And then a beautiful pass and an unforced error on Osseo Fairchild as their pass sends Addie Coxlin into the sideline, and she cannot maintain her balance out of bounds to McDonald. 37-15, the Lady Macs. 16-15 to go. Izzy Hartman high on the left, back up top to LMA Cooper. Cooper, a little hesitation, goes behind her back beyond the arc, finds Emily Cooper on the right wing in front of her own bench. Emily at the right elbow, up top between the wheels, leaves it for LMA on the left wing. LMA Cooper holding on the right hip, drops down high post. Aubrey Dorn wheels to Izzy Hartman, up top to Dorn. Dorn to LMA Cooper, passes up the three. Emily Cooper to go 2 for 2 from the left corner, a little bit off the mark. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald as Izzy Hartman working in hard for that one. Couldn't quite reel it in. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Inbounds. Giacomino pushes it across the timeline near midcourt. Comes to a bit of a sliding stop, and LMA Cooper knocks it away and steals. LMA Cooper down the right side of the lane, hangs in the air. Up, no. Offensive rebound. Cooper pulls it loose. Could have been a held ball, and just ripping it away was LMA Cooper. Out to Emily Cooper to Aubrey Dorn straight on. Top of the key, Aubrey Dorn holds above her head. Leaves for Emily Cooper left wing. Emily looking down to Aubrey at the high post. Instead, loops it for LMA. Beyond the arc on the right. To Emily Cooper, left wing. Now a high post feed. Aubrey Dorn out to Emily, straight on. Emily Cooper backtracks a bit with a right-handed dribble. Now crossing over, attacks, goes hard at the rim, and she will earn a trip to the foul line. Helpful hand up from Hallie Colby as Cooper went down. Good sportsmanship between these teams.
Yes.
Bodies hit the floor, and they're always checking on each other. We've kind of seen that throughout the night here. 37-15, McDonald, 15:05 to play. Perfect free throw for Emily Cooper. She's only missed 4 free throws all season in 35 attempts, 89% from the foul line. Second free throw rattles in. As that one hit the rim, I was thinking every time I mention Emily's free throw percentage before she shoots the second one, I believe I have been responsible for 2 of those 4 misses this season. Colby leaves it for Gunderson. Gunderson down the left side of the lane. Picks up her dribble. Left block extended. Back out Giacomino. Gunderson in the left corner for Giacomino in front of her own bench. Up top, Knutson. Knutson to Colby. Colby trying to split a couple defenders. Lost it on the way up. Aubrey Dorn pulls it out of there, but Aubrey lost the handle. Giacomino down for a layup. Giacomino. Push ahead to Goulet, meanwhile. Wow, that was a 50-foot pass, and Goulet outrunning everybody and gets rewarded. Up and in for 2, 41-17. McDonald and Emily Cooper, another steal. Cooper across the logo. Full head of steam down to Hartman. And Izzy lost it out of bounds, but it was knocked away from her. It'll stay here with McDonald. A couple subs coming in for Coach Colby and Osseo Fairchild, as Giacomino will check out, as will Coxlin. Jensen in for Emily Cooper. And head coach John Cooper and the Lady Macs. They'll go 2 at the elbows, 2 at the blocks. LMA Cooper will trigger this one in. Drops in for Aubrey Dorn. Dorn showing the touch along the baseline from 14 feet. 12 points a game high for Aubrey. 43-17, McDonald. Almost 4 minutes into the second half. Good catch near midcourt by Colby. Colby drops it off to Kittleson, the senior who just came in out of the stoppage. Drops down to the post, knocked away by Kylie Jensen. Jensen going hard on the floor for it in the corner, couldn't quite get it. It's a hand up from LMA Cooper as both of them hit the deck.
They did.
Scramble for the loose ball. 13:49 remaining, 43-17 here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Quick three off the inbound, rattles in and out. Jensen clears the rebound. She's triple teamed along the baseline, lost the handle. It'll stay here with Osseo Fairchild.
It just ran out of gym space there.
Stelzer Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelzer Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelzerIncorporated.com. That's StelzerIncorporated.com. Gunnarsson up top, maintaining a left-handed dribble. Kick out for a three left wing. Side of the rim, no. Rebound pulled in. LMA Cooper. Cooper with four Osseo Fairchild defenders pursuing her. Gets it across the timeline, straight on between the wheels, finds Aubrey Dorn. Dorn wants a three. Ooh. Rattles in and out from the right wing. Aubrey has not taken many of those, but she can hit them.
LMA might have got a hand on that one.
13-14 remaining. Foul in the backcourt.
Picked up the foul.
This is the second foul on McDonnell here in the second half, and the second on LMA Cooper. Hartman and Goulet check out. Ann Siegenthaler, Emily Cooper back in. Jensen, Dorn, and LMA Cooper still on the floor. For the Lady Macs, who lead 43-17, almost 5 minutes into the second half. Gunderson near her own foul line. Over for Eisburner. Eisburner trapped before she can get across half court and stealing it and shoveling it ahead. Is LMA Cooper to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler lost the handle, and Colby pulls it in along her own baseline. Eisburner push across the timeline, and like a linebacker or safety stepping in front of a pass was Jensen, and Jensen gave it right back. Now Eisburner down the right side of the lane. Eisburner shoots a pass across the lane, drops down to Pettis. Pettis too strong off the glass, scramble for the rebound. Dorn pulls it out. Cooper ahead to Siegenthaler. No one within 20 feet of her, and Siegenthaler up and in for two.
Finally got it cleared out of all the bodies and found it, got an opening to make a basket.
45-17, McDonald, a long pass comes over to our side of the stands here. It went way over the head of Kittleson, and another turnover from the Thunder. And McDonald inbound with Aubrey Dorn. 12:22 to play, 45-17, McDonald. Cooper up top, leaves for LMA, Cooper right wing. Right back to Emily. To LMA, straight on between the wheels. Drops at the high post, Dorn. Kick over to Emily Cooper in rhythm for three. Pops in and out. Back rim, no. 6 minutes gone by, second half. Donald leading by 28. Left wing, Kittleson. She's trapped in the corner, and her pass knocked up in the air and stolen by Siegenthaler to Dorn. Dorn push ahead to LMA Cooper. LMA left block extended. Hesitation goes deep along the baseline. Pretty move up and off the glass for two.
She's such a good ball handler.
My goodness. It's like a yo-yo.
Full timeout, Osseo.
Full timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. McDonald leads by 30. 11:37 to go. Second half. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Zach Wycheck, our producer back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew here at McDonald. In a 30-point contest, 47-17 with an 11.5 to go. Kittleson up top between the wheels. Leaves it over in the left corner.
Azir Fairchild working beyond the arc, trapped up top by Dornan Cooper, and a little bump and a foul. Incidental hip check up top from Aubrey Dorn as Giacomino went down.
Just getting a check up on the boys game there from the Siegenthalers over here, Val Siegenthaler and Jake Siegenthaler.
Boys are playing Augusta tonight.
40-12 at half, McDonald was ahead.
All right. Down low, a whistle and a foul on Osseo Fairchild. Katie Ruff now in the game for McDonald, along with Emily Cooper, LMA Cooper, Aubrey Dorn, and Izzy Hartman. 47-17, the Lady Max. Cross the logo at midcourt. Emily Cooper looks to the high post, instead dumps it off right side. LMA Cooper back to Emily, drops down now to the post, and Aubrey attacking right to the rim and scores. Barreling down the right side of the lane for the bucket. 14 points now for Aubrey Dorn, 49-17. McDonald up 32. Giacomino leaves it on the left side for Colby. Colby's pass knocked away. Emily Cooper hits the deck trying to save it from going out of bounds. And the effort has just been fantastic.
Yes.
Specifically from this McDonald senior class. Speaking of seniors, Maddie Geisler going to come in with 10:35 to play. Well, mark your calendars for a McDonald's Midwinter Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. It's coming up February 10th, Saturday evening at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. Emily Cooper steps in front of a pass, knocks into the Osseo Fairchild bench. You'll enjoy live jazz and live big band music with Tropo. Games, a live auction, a New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Pass stolen away in the paint by Aubrey Dorn. She has done everything tonight. Dorn loses it for a moment near midcourt. Over to Emily Cooper. Cooper drops down to Katie Ruff. Right block extended. Katie back out to Emily Cooper. Aubrey Dorn up top. Back to Cooper. Cooper head fake. In the right corner. Looking for Katie Ruff. Knocked away and stolen by Osseo Fairchild. Good work down there by Pettis.
Emily got caught up in the corner down there.
32-point lead for McDonald. 10 minutes to go here in Chippewa Falls. Up top, Gunderson leaves it on the left side. That's Pettis. Thunder working out beyond the arc. Knutson passes up a three. Giacomino won't. She'll hit the back rim, and another rebound for Aubrey Dorn. I think her high is 18 rebounds this season. I'd have to double-check that.
She's got to be close to that tonight.
49-17, McDonald, 9.5 to go, and a long pass goes over the top of Maddie Geisler and startles Ann Siegenthaler over near the scorer's table as Ann. And I was just about to check in. Didn't think I'd be in the action this fast. Again, talking about McDonald's Midwinter Mardi Gras. February 10th, stop by or call the school to get those raffle tickets. The cash raffle, a grand prize of $1,500. Event tickets are also available here at the school or McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max, Midwinter Mardi Gras, February 10th here at McDonald. Don't miss it. A three straight on, straight in from Haley Knutson. That's her first field goal. She has 5 points. The junior, good-looking shot straight on, 20 on the board for the Thunder. They trail 49-20 to McDonald. Tipped pass away from Siegenthaler. As Maddie Geisler was looking for her in the corner. Good hands there by Osseo Fairchild with 9:03 on the clock now, and Geisler will trigger this one in. Finds Aubrey Dorn in the left corner. Aubrey puts it on the floor with the right hand. Aubrey between a couple defenders goes up strong, and she will earn another trip to the line. Again, I think I mentioned this last time we had a girls game as Aubrey was getting taped up before the game over on the table in the corner of the gym. And I mentioned something to her, and I was just looking. The kid has bruises just up and down her legs. First free throw is good.
And that's why.
It's because she just... she will not resist going after the ball. No
right.
matter if you're up by 30 or down by a bucket, she is just going to go full tilt. Second free throw is good for Aubrey as well. She has 16 points. It's just exactly what you want a senior to have. When they came up here in the Denny Laramie Holiday Tournament, we had her on the air, and we asked her. Again, she had a phenomenal game. I remember that was one of her best rebounding games. And she said, I need to rebound the ball better. I need to play better. And, again, that attitude, no matter what this team's record is, especially from these seniors saying we can and will be better. And I think Aubrey's bruising is a testament to that, willing to put life and limb on the line to do what it takes to help this team win. 51-20 McDonald.
And Siegenthaler did a nice defensive job there, tying it up for the jump ball.
LMA Cooper to Maddie Geisler, left of the wheel. Kick out, LMA Cooper. She'll spot up a three, front rim, no. Rebound track down the corner by Giacomino. 8:17 to go. Taking her time across the timeline, Giacomino picks up her dribble in the backcourt. Finds Knutson across the timeline. They'll drop down to the left block. And Siegenthaler working hard against Coxlin. Good defense. Offensive rebound. Put back. No. Maddie Geisler in a crowd. Pulls down the rebound. Good work there, Maddie. Ellamae Cooper across the timeline. Hesitates down the lane. High off the glass.
Oh, offensive foul.
Offensive foul. Yeah, it was a nice move there. But again, maybe leaning in just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the third whistle on LMA Cooper tonight. Team's third here, excuse me, team's fourth in the second half. LMA the only player with three fouls for McDonald right now. 7:52 to go in the game. 51-20, the Lady Macs. Remember, if you have that small chip in your windshield, don't let it turn into a big crack and a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Gunderson high on the right side. Aubrey Dorn. Top of that McDonald defense. Kick over to the right corner. Quick jumper. That's an air ball. Offensive rebound. Coxlin. Coxlin goes up and scores from inside the left block. Counted and a foul. Good work there from the senior, Addie Coxlin. As she has 7 points by our unofficial tally.
Yep.
51-22. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. Free throw no good. Rebound to Emily Cooper. That's 723-2977.
H&R
Electric, proud to back the Max. H&R Electric, we're going to take that timeout with the Max. We're back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Welcome back to Max Basketball, Lady Max Hoops, here at home against Osseo Fairchild. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Val Knobloch, Max TV, our producer back at the Wogo Studios in Halley. Zach Wycheck, 51-22, McDonald with the lead. LMA Cooper in some trouble, double-teamed in the lane, lost it, and pulled out by Chloe Gunderson. Gunderson kick to the left corner. That's Giacomino. Giacomino throws one up high off the glass, but fouled first. And she will go to the line. Excuse me, that was not Giacomino. That was Hallie Colby. Colby will shoot a couple. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Colby hits the first. She has five. Siegenthaler and Jensen out. Goulet and Hartman back in for McDonald with 7:04 left, leading 51-23. Hallie Colby, the senior, second free throw is good. 51-24, McDonald. Max have no fouls left to give. That was their sixth. Three whistles so far in the second half against the Thunder. 2-3 zone look for Osseo Fairchild. Emily Cooper to LMA Cooper. Left of the circle. Drops down high post. Dorn. Loops it over for Emily Cooper in front of her own bench on the right side. To LMA. Cooper working a right-handed dribble. The freshman shoots it down to Aubrey Dorn, who has a game-high 16. Aubrey turns, faces the basket, splits a double team, goes up and scores high off the glass.
Again, she pivoted around, looked for somebody to give it to, couldn't find him, made a nice move to the basket.
18 for Aubrey here tonight. Nice move down low and finding Coxlin. Coxlin up and in for two as she leads the way, approaching double digits for the Thunder. 53-26. Aubrey Dorn, Emily Cooper, left wing from LMA Cooper. Now back to Dorn. Dorn turns, drops down to Hartman. Hartman finding some room along the baseline. Her shot swatted by Coxlin, but a foul. And going right back to the line, a familiar spot for her the past couple games, Izzy Hartman.
Put that foul on Colby.
Oh, Colby instead. So the team's fourth, Colby second. First of two free throws is good for Izzy Hartman. Her first point of the second half. She is five by our unofficial tally.
Yep.
54-26, McDonald. Two-thirds of the way through the second half. Two for two. Great-looking free throws that time for Izzy Hartman. 55-26, McDonald. Back up by 29. Now Aubrey Dorn, one-on-one, steals it down the lane and scores with the left hand.
Nice left-handed shot.
Aubrey Dorn has 20 here tonight, 57-26 on Parents' Night, and Dorn kicks a pass away. That time Aubrey, again, she plays at the top of this defensive look. And she was extended to about three-quarter court pressure and just one-on-one took the ball away and went down the lane and scored. Drop down to Coxlin. Coxlin kick out. Three from Giacomino. No. Long rebound out to Dorn. Leaves it over for LMA Cooper. LMA English down the lane, high off the glass, and scores.
She wanted to make sure she didn't draw that offensive foul there and faded away.
8 points now for LMA Cooper. 59-26, McDonald. Out to Gunderson. Gunderson, a tipped pass, but Colby retrieves high on the left, trying to split a double team and knocking it away. A steal by Cooper to Dorn. Down to Hartman. Hartman with a little bit of a bobble and called for a travel. That was LMA Cooper with the steal, by the way. Now McDonald will sub Katie Ruff, Claire Ruff, and Kylie Jensen in. Goulet, Hartman, and LMA Cooper out. 4:57 to play. Again, 20 points for Aubrey Dorn by our count, and the stats available from the team at wisports.net. Aubrey is 1 point away from tying her season high of 21. Could set a season high with another field goal here.
Now, you mentioned bruises, Caleb, and now I'm looking at Aubrey's elbows, and they're all black and blue.
That does not surprise me. Long pass across the court, tipped, no, going back to McDonald as he got away from Kittleson. And Katie Ruff is going to inbound it here. And a substitution first. Pettis coming in for Osseo Fairchild. She will sub in for Giacomino with 4:42 to play. McDonald doesn't have any fouls left to give. A couple left for Osseo Fairchild. Staying in this 2-3 zone. Look, they've stayed in it for most of the night here. Kylie Jensen drops down to Dorn. Right block extended. Kick out Emily Cooper. Cooper from 16. Yes, left wing.
Nice ball rotation.
Emily Cooper now into double digits. 61-26, the Lady Max. 4:20 to go. Up top, Gunderson slides it out to Pettis. Emily Cooper steps in front of a pass intended for Kittleson. Callie Goulet is going to come into this game for Aubrey Dorn. With 4:13 left. Donald leading by 35. Kittleson in the inbounds to Gunderson. Gunderson holding high on the right. Whistle and a foul up top. Blocking foul called on Callie Goulet, and that was the last one to give for McDonald. And that will send Osseo Fairchild to the line, shooting a 1-1. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. 1-1, first free throw, rattles in and out. Chasing it down is Pettis in the left corner just inside the arc. Pettis drops it down for Coxlin. Coxlin goes up, can't get it the bounce. Katie Ruff goes hard to the deck and a held ball. And possession will stay with the Thunder with 3:58 to go.
Good fight under the earth by Katie.
Gunderson over in the corner, gets it back in that corner, drops down to Pettis. Pettis has her pocket picked by Claire Ruff. Ruff, one-on-one against Kittleson, down the lane, up with the left hand, no blocking foul called first. And Claire Ruff will go to the line, the freshman. A chance to get in the scorer's book here. 3:48 to play. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, again, your local restoration experts. Fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. First free throw, perfect for Claire. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Emily Cooper subs out. Maddie Geisler in. Claire Ruff, I think that was actually her first free throw of the season.
Her first points of the night, second point of the night.
And she's 2 for 2 on the night and the year from the foul line. And 2 points for Claire Ruff makes it 63-26, McDonald. 3:42 to go. Giacomino into the left corner. That's Pettis. Tipped pass. Katie Ruff to Callie Goulet to Claire Ruff. Ruff, one on two, goes by everybody and scores.
Didn't want to get clobbered that time. One did a nice fadeaway.
Little four-point mini run all on her own for Claire Ruff. 3:22 to go, 65-26. McDonald's going to wholesale substitute shortly here. Eisberg in the corner, and a steal again by Claire Ruff. Ruff down the lane again for two. Claire Ruff, 6 points. Again, she averages 4.5, and she's going to raise that average after tonight. And the freshman gets some high
Coach
fives
Cooper
in the senior class.
Take a 30-second timeout basically to get subs in.
We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. Back in half a minute on WOGO.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. Updated on the substitutions here as soon as we can. LMA Cooper still out there along with Ann Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan as well, Claire Ruff, and also we have, I believe, Emily Hartman, the 5'7 freshman, making her appearance tonight. 67-26, McDonald. 2:42 to go. LMA Cooper up top.
Asio has a lot of subs out there also.
So four freshmen and a sophomore on the floor for McDonald. The talent level really doesn't decrease a lot, though. Again, as we mentioned earlier, the JV game, they are just impressive. Saw a couple possessions where I don't think the ball ever hit the floor. It was just touch pass, touch pass, touch pass, score. We are in a running clock, I should inform you. 2:08 left as McDonald leads 67-26. LMA Cooper for Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan to the corner, Claire Ruff, who has the last 6 points for McDonald. Flanagan, Siegenthaler rotates out. LMA Cooper right wing. Couple more substitutions coming in for McDonald at the next juncture. Quick three for Hartman in the corner. Pops in and out. Clear Ruff offensive rebound. Ruff holds it between a double team, working along the baseline. Triple team kick out. Flanagan straight up between the wheels. LMA Cooper right wing with a minute 37 to play. Siegenthaler rotates out to Flanagan. Chloe wanted that three, but didn't
take it. All the girls on the bench wanted that three, too.
No, Chloe can hit it. LMA Cooper down the lane. Rolls one up with the right hand. No offensive rebound. Back to Cooper. Kick out Flanagan. And Coach Cooper's going to take another timeout to substitute. Yep. We'll keep it here. Remind you that Quality Propane and Fuels enjoy the Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. So now out there for McDonald, we will have Lauren Misfelt, the 5'6" junior guard, number 25. And also, I think Tessa Rozowski is out there. Yes, she is. Number 42, 5'6" junior guard. Along with Chloe Flanagan, Claire Ruff, and Ann Siegenthaler. Minute 20 to go. Inbounds up top, Chloe. Flanagan between the wheels, holding. Drops it over for Claire Ruff. Ruff in front of her own bench. Loops it up top for Flanagan, the sophomore. Flanagan, tipped pass, Rozowski. Pulls it back to Ruff in the corner with 1:05 left. Drop to Rozowski. Rozowski along the baseline. Runs herself out of some trouble there with a dribble. Kick out to Claire Ruff. Deep three right of the circle. Pops in and out. Offensive rebound. Put back. Misfelt for two.
Nice job, Lauren.
Lauren Misfelt makes it 69-26 McDonald. 47 seconds to play. And a lot of subs in here for Osseo Fairchild, as you mentioned. The ball right now, Paige Glider, the junior. Dropping at the high post to Brissa Johnson, the junior center. Johnson goes in hard. No offensive rebound. No block from behind. I think Ruff got a piece of that. Flanagan, a push ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. She's got two more.
Beat everybody.
And Siegenthaler with double-digit points tonight. 71-26 McDonald. Claire Ruff steps in front of another pass with 13 seconds back to Siegenthaler. And McDonald not going to go for a score here. They'll just let this one trickle down. 2-0s. Flanagan has it on her right hip with two, then one, and the clock runs out here as McDonald notches their 15th victory of the season. The final score tonight, the McDonald Lady Macs 71, the Osseo Fairchild Thunder 26. Osseo 7-8 now on the season, 4-4 in Western Cloverbelt Conference play. McDonald still perfect in conference action, 6-0 in the WCC. They'll stay in first, 15-1, their record now on the season. We'll step out. We've got a lot coming up in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper, review the stats, highlights, and more. All ahead in 1.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Post Glass and Mirror brings you the Post Glass post-game show. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 90 seconds.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
We welcome you into the Post-Glass post-game show here on WOGO. If your windshield takes a hit, Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, 2 heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome, Post-Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper shortly, but we're going to take another quick one-minute break here as Coach Cooper undoubtedly wanting to address his team again after their first loss of this season and then getting back on track here in a big way, 71-26 over Osseo. So we'll take a 60-second break and be back presumably with Coach Cooper right after this as we move into the Post-Glass postgame show here on WOGO and Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, again brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back in the WOGO studios in Halley. Val Knobloch with Max TV here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium, where McDonald wins 71-26 in a running clock at the end of this game against the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. So 2-0 against the Thunder this year to the McDonald Lady Macs as they go through the Western Clover Belt Conference schedule for the second time now, and 6-0 in conference play, 15-1 on the season for McDonald, rebounding very nicely after that loss Tuesday night to Hudson. Couple games dropped in a row now for the Osseo Fairchild Thunder, who are trying to push their way past fourth place in conference action. We're going to look at the stats. We'll listen to the highlights when we get those queued up, and we'll talk with head coach Don Cooper as well. Again, McDonald winning 71-26, and I don't know if we got an update on the boys' game. I think they were well in command of that one against Augusta. We'll have the boys tomorrow night against Regis, on the road at Regis for Coach Schilling's Max boys, who are right behind Bloomer at second in conference play.
So Jake Siegenthaler over here was kind of watching it off on, but it was 80-something to 20-something, and he was kind of just lost interest.
So we can feel pretty confident that the boys got the job done. Again, they picked up a nice win against Thorpe earlier in the season, earlier in the week as well. Well, again, we'll talk with Coach Cooper shortly, but let's take a quick 90-second break as we'll continue to thank our sponsors making this broadcast possible. Back in a minute and a half here on the Post Glass Postgame Show as McDonald wins 71-26. Give us a little time to cue up some of those highlights as well back in 90.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
They bring us our post-game show, Post Glass and Mirror, in Chippewa Falls. 9 different players scored here for McDonald. We'll get you the scoring tallies shortly, but first, your thoughts here on this game, Mark Maloney, is we'll see if we can still catch up with head coach John Cooper, but McDonald, again, how would they bounce back after their first loss this season, after that 21-game winning streak was snapped, playing a very tough opponent on the road at Hudson? And we said, again, we thought the effort was absolutely there from the jump here tonight.
Yes, and again, they didn't get that real quick start. just looking at the 3 points that we're used to seeing filling in that column where there's only one in the McDonald side there that Emily finally hit. And again, there was great shots out there from three-point land, and they just weren't falling, and that's okay. But I think the girls just did a fantastic job. The hustle, you know, like you mentioned, from the seniors out there, laying it all out, flying after basketballs, hitting the floor. They did a really, really nice job, you know, maybe just saying to the young girls, hey, you know, we lost one by a good battle, and now we're coming back here, and this is what we do. So I'm going to hand off here to Coach Cooper.
All right, Head Coach Don Cooper joins us again here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Always quality service, always affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And, Coach, again, running clock win here tonight, got the job done, getting back into conference play. But what we were just discussing is, again, how would this team take the floor after suffering their first loss, after a tough physical game on Tuesday night? And we saw maybe you lose the legs a little bit too playing in a game like that. The three-point shooting wasn't necessarily there tonight, but the effort absolutely, absolutely was. And if we can single at least one person out, Aubrey Dorn was just an absolute monster on both sides of the floor. And that kind of attitude and effort from your seniors is what will take this team a long, long way.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, we came out sluggish tonight, but it was Ossie is a very physical team. And again, after a tough battle on Tuesday night, just to have that Thursday game, you know, it's just, again, we were very sluggish to come out. But the girls did great second half, and we did really good. Another good conference win.
And as always, Coach, too, defense leads the way for this team. And even when some of the outside shots aren't falling, when you can get layups in transition because you're creating so much havoc defensively, that, again, is going to make the scoreboard tick upward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That'll really help us down the stretch.
What have you thought about, again, this rotation, again, so deep on this team, and the way that you can kind of create some different combinations of players out there, too? I mean, again, we've seen Ann Siegenthaler making the most of her minutes. Claire Ruff, I believe, had a 6-0 run all by herself late in that game, too. Just, again, naming just a couple of the players that are coming in and doing some really good work for you off the bench.
Well, again, it's just that's how deep we are, and it's led by the seniors. The seniors all have a positive attitude. They come to work hard. And the good work ethic that they have follows with the other girls and the freshmen, and they pick it up, and they're practicing hard. So it's just great to see. Everybody's contributing, and I'm very proud of each member.
Well, Coach, again, as you're 16 games into the season now, I mean, it really is getting down to the stretch run. So you take it a game at a time, and yet you still want to be absolutely trending in the right direction to get that first goal of a conference championship, but to be ready for the tournament as well. So are there, again, steps where you say, hey, by this point in the season, this is what I want to be seeing?
Well, yes, and we talk about it every day in practice, where we want to go, what we want to do, the steady improvement that we want to do. Again, our weakness is rebounding, and again, if we can get better at rebounding and better at our zones, you know, so that we mix it up quite frequently. So, again, it'll help us down the stretch.
Well, Coach, again, 71-26 looked good in this game, too, even, as you mentioned, with the start not quite what you would want. And so this team continuing to grow and build. And it's been a pleasure to watch. We'll look forward to seeing you guys again.
All right. Well, thank you guys for the great coverage. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Don Cooper, as we'll take a 3-minute break and be back with your stats, then highlights to follow here on the Post Glass Post Game Show as McDonald wins it in running clock fashion here at home against Ossie Fairchild. Back in three as we get those highlights ready for you. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Easton Bob for three. Got it, baby. And the Cars up 7.
Carson Galvez, he's got the hot hand for another three. Yes! Carson Galvez, his fifth triple. He has 23.
Here's Jackson Hoy. And
he comes down. Jackson Hoy with a backhand bullet.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald wins at 71-26. We'll take a look now at the stats as five scored for the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. None in double digits tonight. They were led by 9 points from senior Addie Coxland, then six for fellow senior Hallie Colby, the coach's daughter, five apiece for seniors Hannah Giacomino and actually junior Hallie Knutson also with five, and then one for Marissa Pettis to round out the scoring for the Thunder. On the other side for McDonald, nine different players scored tonight, led by Aubrey Dorn, 1 point off her season high. She had 20 points, 10 in each half, and 20 points. I wouldn't be surprised if she had close to that many rebounds as well, Mark.
I agree.
11 points for Emily Cooper, hit the lone three of the game for McDonald. 10 points for Ann Siegenthaler, the freshman. 8 for fellow freshman Ella Mae Cooper. So three McDonald players in double digits, one very close. Then six apiece for Izzy Hartman and Claire Ruff, along with Callie Goulet, also with six tonight. Then two for Lauren Misfelt and Katie Ruff to round out that scoring for the Max. 71-26, the final. They led 32-13 at the break. And again, before we take one final break and get back to our highlights as we finish up the post game, we've heard from Coach Cooper, and he mentioned sluggish to begin the game too. And again, is that sluggish from a loss, or is that just sluggish based on the caliber of opponent and how tight that game was on Tuesday night? And I would probably lean a little bit more toward that. Again, that's a very good Hudson team. I believe they only have four losses this season to a good Rice Lake team, a very good Menominee team, and then to Germantown and one other Division I powerhouse. So, I mean, that's not just a Division I team. That is an excellent Division I team in Hudson. And McDonald went toe-to-toe with them on Tuesday night, and that'll take a lot out of you.
It will. I mean, and again, the hustle these girls put out there, it was amazing. And again, you know, they played a physical game against Hudson. Coach mentioned that. And tonight, it was a very physical game again tonight. So, you know, with only one day rest in between, that takes a little bit out of a person. I don't know. I don't care who you are. It's just, it's a battle out there. And when you're getting beat up, like we both commented on the bruises on Aubrey, and there's probably several other them girls got bruises along the way too, because they're always on the floor going after things. So, it started out slow. And again, I think our hustle was very, very good tonight. Our defense was very good. Our rebounding, I thought, was pretty good. You know, maybe they just need a little bit of rest, and maybe some of this weather to change a little bit, get some more, you know, above 0 days. And I think these girls will, you know, again, with a little bit of rest, I think they're going to kind of rebound back to some normalcy here, where what we're used to seeing.
They'll come back against Bloomer at Bloomer on the 23rd. So a few days of rest. And again, that's a Bloomer team that is fifth in the conference right now, but they absolutely shot the lights out here on this floor and gave McDonald quite a run for their money when they played earlier. But McDonald did eventually pull away in that game and won 78-67. We'll hear the second half highlights 2 minutes as we finish up the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. 2 minutes and we're back to tie a bow on this one as McDonald wins at 71-26.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets, with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Well, it's time to finish up the Post Glass postgame show here on WOGO. McDonald wins at 71-26. Your postgame highlights. Let's hear how the second half sounded on WOGO Sports. All Lady Max, Emily Cooper to break that seal on the three. Yes, she will. Left corner pocket drained it. Knudsen, they'll shoot it down to Coxon. One-on-one against Dorn in the post. Goes too strong off the back bracket. Long rebound out to LMA Cooper. LMA outrunning everybody. Scoops it down to Callie Goulet, up and in for two.
She waited a while to pass that off. She wanted the defense to come over.
She down to Pettis. Pettis too strong off the glass. Scramble for the rebound. Dorn pulls it out. Cooper ahead to Siegenthaler. No one within 20 feet of her. And Siegenthaler up and in for two.
Finally got it cleared out of all the bodies and found it, got an opening to make a basket.
The corner and her pass knocked up in the air and stolen by Siegenthaler to Dorn. Dorn push ahead to LMA Cooper. LMA left block extended. Hesitation, goes deep along the baseline. Pretty move up and off the glass for two. We'll go at midcourt. Emily Cooper looks to the high post, instead dumps it off right side. LMA Cooper back to Emily, drops down now to the post, and Aubrey attacking right to the rim and scores. Barreling down the right side of the lane for the bucket. For LeMay. Cooper working a right-handed dribble. The freshman shoots it down to Aubrey Dorn, who has a game-high 16. Aubrey turns, faces the basket, splits a double team, goes up and scores high off the glass. Kick out, three from Giacomino. No, long rebound out to Dorn. Leaves it over for LMA Cooper. LMA English down the lane, high off the glass and scores.
She wanted to make sure she didn't draw that offensive foul there and faded away.
Horacio Fairchild staying in this 2-3 zone. Look, they've stayed in it for most of the night here. Kylie Jensen drops down to Dorn. Right block extended. Kick out. Emily Cooper. Cooper from 16. Yes. Left wing. Two to go. Giacomino into the left corner. That's Pettis. Tipped pass. Katie Ruff to Callie Goulet to Claire Ruff. Ruff, one on two. Goes by everybody and scores.
Didn't want to get clobbered that time. Did a nice fade away.
26. McDonald's going to wholesale substitute shortly here. Nice burner in the corner and a steal again by Claire Ruff. Ruff down the lane again for two. Rozowski along the baseline. Runs herself out of some trouble there with a dribble. Kick out to Claire Ruff. Deep three right of the circle. Pops in and out. Offensive rebound. Put back. Misfelt for two.
Nice job, Lauren.
Lauren Misfelt makes it 69-26 McDonald. 40 glider, the junior. Dropping at the high post to Brissa Johnson, the junior center. Johnson goes in hard. No offensive rebound. No block from behind. I think Ruff got a piece of that. Flanagan, a push ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. She's got two more.
Beat everybody.
And that's how the second half sounded as the McDonald Lady Macs roll to their 15th victory of the season. And they remain perfect in conference play at 6-0, 71-26. The final. Look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. We'll have the McDonald boys in action on the road at Regis, 6:55 tomorrow evening. As we were hearing from our correspondent, Jake Siegenthaler, the McDonald boys rolling over Augusta tonight. So a couple in a row for head coach Adam Schilling and the Max boys again trying to keep pace with Bloomer on the boys' side of the WCC. Next time we are scheduled to see these McDonald Lady Max will be in the crossover game 17th of February. Stay tuned again to WOGO.com and our social media. There may, again, still be changes. You never know with weather and still a possibility maybe with that rescheduled Regis game because of its import in seedings and also conference standings, that there may still be a possibility that WOGO will be there on the 8th of February as well, too. So a few things still to be determined. But, again, stay tuned at WOGO Sports on Twitter and Facebook. A lot of great action coming up on the hockey side. The 23rd Chi-High Boys Hockey, ranked number 2 in the state. They will take on Rice Lake. They had a nice win against Superior on Tuesday night here on WOGO. And at last check, we're up on Hudson 2-0. So Greg Stewart will be on the call on Tuesday. Mark Halverson also coming up on the 26th Chi-High Boys Basketball against Hudson. Chi-High Girls Basketball the 29th. Against Rice Lake. But that does it for us here tonight. And again, good to see the McDonald girls get back to their winning ways. It's just such a rarity in the last couple seasons. Well, I mean, even more than that, to see a team drop a game too. And so again, good to put the W up tonight. And now time to start a new win streak.
Yes. And again, you know, it's nice to see how the girls responded to that. You know, they didn't sulk. You know, yeah, they broke their winning streak and guess what, that's what happens, and then you move on, and these girls showed that moving on is the thing to do. So congratulations.
And in a way, again, they have bigger goals than just a winning
yes.
streak. I mean, again, a perfect season, everybody wants that, but you can kind of get a monkey off your back when you don't have to worry about trying to be perfect. Again, when you need to be perfect is the playoffs. That's when you
yes.
can't lose a game. But,
yes.
Again, it's all learning here and now, and they continue to take steps forward night after night. Well, thank you to Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew. Again, always great to partner our WOGO Sports Audio with them. Zach Wycheck keeping things running smoothly back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Every single advertising sponsor you hear as well, making it possible for us to do what we do and bring these games to you and hopefully help you feel like you're here even when you're not able to be. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This has been WOGO Sports presentation of McDonald Lady Max Basketball. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO. McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.